It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed. The show was written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. All of us know how demoralizing it is to be worried, to be in despair about a family problem which seems to have no solution. And being away from the home you're worried about doesn't help in the least. It only makes things worse. That's the reason Red Cross means so much to the men in our armed forces. It provides an active contact with home. Red Cross has a direct personal service that helps relieve the family of pressing problems that often develop with separation. The American Red Cross is charged with the responsibility of helping a serviceman's family by an official charter of the Congress of the United States. But Red Cross must have your volunteer help. You are needed to help form an understanding link between the soldier and his family in time of need. Why not call your Red Cross today? As a volunteer aide, yours can be the hand that expresses the heart of America. You'll find the telephone number and address of your local Red Cross office in the telephone directory. Don't put off calling. Your local Red Cross can use your help.
Hey, wait a minute, Molly. Look in this window, over here.
What is it?
This gray box there with earphones on it. You know what that is? That's one of them Geiger counters. See it?
Good. Anytime I have some Geigers I want counted, I'll know where to bring them. Come on, let's go.
No. A Geiger counter is to find uranium with. Let's go inside. I want to see how that thing works.
Well, all right now, but let's not get involved in any sales talk.
Hey, bud, how much is that atomic bloodhound in the window there?
Oh, the ore locator?
Mm-hmm.
It's $149.50, sir.
That's all. Thank you, sir. Come on, McGee. Let's go.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me look at it a minute. You don't mind taking it out of the window and showing us how it works, do you, bud?
Oh, not at all. These things intrigue me anyhow.
Good.
You notice how light it is? Only weighs 7 pounds.
Is that good?
Well, it's easy to carry out in the field. Prospecting, you see. This little cylinder on the long cord here contains the Geiger tube. It's called the probe. You just hang the box on your shoulder like this, and you can poke the tube in between rocks, down into crevices, and so forth.
Well, how about that? It lets you know when you're close to uranium, huh?
Here, I've got a small piece of ore here. I'll show you. You see, the thing is, uranium is in a constant state of decay.
Isn't that a shame?
Well, you see, it gives off beta and gamma rays constantly.
Oh, gamma too, huh?
Yes. These rays activate the Geiger tube, which in turn moves the needle on the little dial here, flashes this tiny neon light, and clicks the headphones.
All that from them little bitty rays, Molly.
Now watch and listen when I bring the ore here over near.
Isn't that cute? Look how the little light flickers.
And the needle jumps.
There's always a small amount of activity. That's called the background count because of the cosmic rays of the sun.
Yeah, the cosmic rays from the sun. Stops at night, I suppose. Boy, science is amazing, ain't it? All you gotta do is walk around with that thing till it gets noisy like that and you're sitting pretty, huh?
Oh, you're not kidding. The government will give you a $10,000 bonus just for finding a valuable enough deposit of uranium ore. Not to mention what you make out of the ore itself.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, excuse me a minute. Got to wait on a customer over there.
Oh, took the uranium with him. This is fun. I want to hear that thing click again when he...
Hey, hello there, kid! Hi, daughter! Hi, Johnny!
Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Oh, hi, Oldtimer. Hey, come over here. I want to show you something.
If you got a beef about your grocery order, son, it wasn't my fault, because... What'd you say, Johnny?
Hey, my gosh, what's the...
You're talking too fast, son. Can't make out a word.
McGee, are you monkeying with that Geiger counter?
Who, me? I didn't touch it. It just went crazy.
You got a loose plate, Johnny? That clicking noise sounds like a wobbly upper to me.
Pipe down, will you? It's this counter here.
Which one, the front counter or the rear counter?
No, the Geiger counter.
The thing's throwing a fit.
Counterfeit, eh?
I
remember one time Popper was in the counterfeiting business.
Now, this is no time for jokes. Come on, McGee, let's all get out of here before the clerk comes back.
Okay, Bonnie, daughter. I just come in to say hello and so long anyhow.
Hey, wait a minute. This thing acts... Hey, old-timer. Come back here, will you?
Well, I'll make up your mind, kids.
My goodness, that's funny.
Every time he gets close to this gadget, it goes crazy.
I affect girls the same way, Johnny. Bessie always...
It's you, old-timer, it's you. You're radioactive. Give me that Geiger, Molly, quick.
What are you going to do?
Start prospecting the old timer. Somewhere on him is uranium, on account of because... Here, this pocket. What you got in your pocket?
Stop tickling me in the ribs with that hootenanny, Johnny. Shut that thing off and I'll show you.
Where's the switch? Oh, here.
All I got in my pocket is this, my old unlucky piece. See?
Little yellow rock. Looks like a gold nugget.
That's what I thought, daughter, back in them days.
What days? When?
My old prospecting days, Johnny. Out of Moab, Utah.
Uh-oh.
The day I lugged 100 pounds of this stuff 40 miles to the assay office, buying myself yachts and diamond rings all the way, and found out it was worth a dime a ton.
Oh, brother. You were just too early with it, that's all. This stuff is loaded with uranium.
McGee, do you think, I mean...
You said it. Why, this stuff could be worth a fortune, old-timer. This is big. This is really big.
Hi, kids. Hi, old-timer.
Shh. Not a word to Doc now. Keep moving.
What do you got that's so big there? What's the excitement?
Excitement? What makes you think we're excited? Hi, Doc. You come in here, huh? Hi.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Rhapsody in Blue, featuring Byron Janis at the piano with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra. An RCA Victor Bluebird Classic, one of many new Bluebird Classic recordings recently released. Excerpts from the Grand Canyon Suite are in this same album. Notice the brilliance of tone and high-quality reproduction that typifies all RCA Victor recordings. On Bluebird Classics, this superior reproduction is yours for much less. Up to an hour of wonderful music by world-famous artists for only $2.98 per album. See the long list of new Bluebird Classics at your dealers in RCA Victor 45 Extended Play or Long Play albums. Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Oh, come on, you guys. What's the big secret? You got me all curious. Molly, what are they hiding from me? Make them tell.
I don't know what you mean, Doctor. Besides, I promise not to tell.
We're not hiding anything, are we, old-timer?
Not me, Doc. I ain't hiding it. Got it right here in my hand.
No, don't.
Just my old unlucky piece. Little old rock that made that Geiger counter go crazy a while ago.
Geiger counter?
Thought
it was gold when I picked it up out near Moab, Utah, but tain't. There's acres of it out there.
No kidding. Uranium ore?
Hey, Doc, quick. Molly ain't feeling so good. Look at her. You better take her up to your office and give her a check.
I never felt better in my life, and this is ridiculous, McGee.
You mean ridiculous? My gosh,
Of course it's ridiculous. Two good friends like you and me should never have secrets from each other, McGee.
That's right.
If you and the old timer are going out to Utah to prospect for uranium and you already know where it is, I can get away from the office for a week or so and go.
We're going by ourselves.
McGee.
Well, what's he sticking his big fat nose in here for? You go find your own uranium, you big squatter. I discovered this claim, and I'm staking him out myself.
Who, me?
You might as well go roll your pills, fatso. You're not going to jump this claim.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it, if that's how you value our friendship.
McGee, what's gotten into you anyhow? Dr. Gamble is the best friend you ever had.
It's a gold fever, daughter. Seen it many a time out west. When it gets a hold of a man, he'll skin his own brother to make shoelaces.
Ooh.
In fact, Papa had a pair 9 foot long from a tall brother that he...
McGee, get that funny look out of your eye.
Old-timer, can you take me back to the exact spot where you found this piece of ore?
I sure could, Johnny. If it wasn't for one thing. I got a job, remember? Delivering groceries.
Ah, don't talk about penny-ante stuff like jobs. My gosh, you got a fortune staring you in the face. Millions. Money like you never dreamed of. All yours, man. Yours and mine, of course.
Is that so?
Boy, when you point that finger of yours at the spot, you're putting on a diamond ring as big as an onion.
Is that so?
Certainly.
And tell me one thing.
What's that?
What do I need you for?
A good question. Answer that one, McGee.
Well, we'll go in my car. I'll drive you out there, all the way to Moab, Utah. I'll be the business manager. I'll grubstake us, too.
Who digs?
I'll even do the digging. And we'll split everything.
If you people will kindly excuse me, I'll take my property. Thank you very much. Don't let me disturb you.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going with my Geiger counter?
Your Geiger counter? You must be mistaken, sir. I just paid cash for it.
What?
Too bad it's the last one in town.
Looks like he snuck up on us, Johnny.
Oh, you rat. You burglar.
I'd like to stay and swap insults with you, Bubblehead, but I've got to go home and get packed.
Going somewhere, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm flying to Chicago tonight, Molly. Catching the morning plane from there for Moab, Utah.
What? You?
When I get to Utah, I'll check up on the old-timer's old claims out there, see where he staked them.
Over my dead body.
Don't make it too attractive, you little chiseler.
You robber. You got a nerve.
Oh, stop it. Stop it now, the both of you. You've got two of the worst cases of gold fever or dope's disease I ever heard of. If you're all so set on finding uranium and you're so sure it'll make you rich, why don't you all three go together?
Good deal, daughter. Buy me a plane ticket too, Doc. I'll go.
Well, I'd be glad to have you because...
What do you say now, McGee? Is it a deal?
Well, if Doc will buy the tickets and pay the expenses, okay, I'll go.
Oh, now, wait a minute. If I supply the Geiger counter and all the money and the old-timer has the uranium location, what do you think you're going to contribute?
Me? Why, the brains, Docie. Oh. The nimble wits. Without I wasn't so alert-minded, there wouldn't be any McGee Uranium Locating Enterprises.
McGee Uranium Locating Enterprises?
What's that?
Us.
Well, you're not...
If it hadn't been for me, that's it. The McGee Uranium Locating Enterprises.
Now, wait a minute. You might as well give in, boys, and call it McGee Uranium Locating Enterprises. Look at the initials. M-U-L-E. It fits all of you because of all the stubborn bunch of men...
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Another weekend in sight. And we hope it's a good weekend for you wherever you are. To help your weekend along, NBC has a Saturday and Sunday schedule bringing you the very best in radio listening. It's kind of hard to pick out highlights because every program is a highlight in its own way. There are programs to keep you entertained musically, like the Big Preview heard on Saturday evening and the Golden Hour heard on Sunday afternoon. Then there are programs to keep you informed, like Meet the Press and Youth Wants to Know. Those are Sunday programs. And there are also programs that do both, keep you entertained and informed. Among those are Roadshow, which you'll hear tomorrow, and Sunday with Garraway, starring Dave Garraway and his own unique brand of relaxation. We could go on mentioning the programs in store for you this weekend, but here's a better suggestion. Stay with NBC this weekend and see what we mean. It's the best in radio listening.
Attention, please. Framisbrand Airlines, Flight 19, leaving for Chicago. Loading now at Gate 3.
All right, guys, that's us. Well, Molly, it's time to say goodbye.
McGee, we've been rushing so the last couple of hours, I suddenly realized something.
Hmm?
When did I ever agree to let you go off on this wild, harebrained chase?
Well, you may not remember, but you unconsciously gave your okay when you persuaded the three of us to go partners.
All aboard.
That means us. Give me a kiss, kiddo.
Give me a kiss, too, kiddo.
Goodbye, Molly. Take good care of yourself. Goodbye.
You do, too. Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Bob Bruce as the clerk. Well, McGee, the old-timer, and Doc are flying west. They should be hunting that uranium deposit by next week. Be sure to tune in again Monday night to hear what happens to them in Utah. This is John Wall saying good night.
Get behind the headlines to the heart of the news tonight over most NBC radio stations.